sit down and relax. Unload all those busy thoughts and allow yourself to listen. Let your inner being tune in to the voice of someone who loves you more than any words can say. God, your father, your brother, your friend. He wants to spend time with you, to reassure you, to affirm you and strengthen you, so that you can know a deep sense of security as you hear his words of affirmation and tenderness. You may feel you've let him down too much to come close. You've somehow walked away from him, but he has never walked away from you. So be still and listen to him with your heart. I have loved you with an everlasting love. Therefore, with loving kindness, I have drawn you and continued my faithfulness to you. My sheep listen to my voice. I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life, and they will never perish. No one can snatch them away from me, for my Father has given them to me, and he is more powerful than anyone else. No one can snatch them from the Father's hand, and I and the Father are one. Even if I try to hide in the darkness, or go to the uttermost parts of the sea, even there your hand will guide me. Your right hand will hold me fast. How precious it is, O Lord, to realize that you are thinking about me constantly. I can't even count how many times a day your thoughts turn towards me. And when I wake in the morning, you are still thinking of me. And I am convinced that nothing can ever separate us from God's love. Neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither our fears for today or our worries about tomorrow. Not even the powers of hell can separate us from God's love. No power in the sky above or in the earth below, indeed nothing in all creation, will ever be able to separate us from the love of God that is revealed in Christ Jesus our Lord. He has said, I will never, under any circumstances, desert you, nor give you up, nor leave you without support. Nor will I in any degree leave you helpless, nor will I forsake or let you down or relax my hold on you. Assuredly not. Let's trust him afresh today. Put your hand in his. Allow him to guide you, to help you, to strengthen you. Let your heart rest in his love.